Blog Talk Radio.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Do you think there's going to be another war?
Oh, don't be silly. Who wants to fight?
Well, what makes you so sure?
Well, I was at the UNO meeting, and I know that internationally they agree on one thing.
And what is that?
Everybody wants a little peace on Shuldigmeer. Heaven discloses it. Bevan proposes it. And no one ever opposes it. Everybody wants a little peace. Russians care for it. Russians there for it. And Polynesians go bare for it. Everybody wants a little peace. To realize peace in Turkey and Greece, our country is asked to come through. Poor Turkey and Greece are hard up for peace. And I am hard up for it too. No. Dutchmen cheer for it. Dutchmen pay dear for it.
And every Frenchman is queer for it. Everybody wants a little peace.
Japs may cry for it. Laps, they sigh for it. And I've heard tell Spanish fly for it. Everybody wants a little peace. The Czechs are here for it. The decks are cleared for it. And all the Greeks have been reared for it. Everybody wants a little peace. The peace of the morn that comes with the dawn may bring you poetic delight. Oh, such peace is rare, but cannot compare with the peace that you had last night. Not quite. Germans repent with it. Greetings are sent with it. The girls I know pay their rent with it. Everybody wants a little peace. Poles shout hooray for it.
Hegelach are gay for it.
Hawaiians give you a lay for it. Everybody wants a little peace. Now China's wrecked, and poor Chiang Kai-shek wants peace he pleads from his diet.
Oh, I work it like devil for peace on the levels, but Chinese get peace on the bias. Unquote.
Burns turn gray for it. Old maids pray for it. And guys like me have to pay for it. Everybody wants a little.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Columba, Columba, he's going to save the day. Oh, Columba, we're here to help you. He's here to solve the case, oh yeah. Columba, Columba, he will help you. Columba's here to solve the case, oh yes, it is true. Columba, 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 Columba,
shut up,
Columbo.
Shut your mouth.
Alrighty. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Ted, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend. I sure did. And I hope your week ahead is full of promise. And, hey, Possum Hour, set you upon that path. You know what? The chances of that are slim and none. We have nothing to offer but bad advice and crappy songs. So, stay tuned for the rest of the show. It's been 1,102 days since the joint started to stink. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Ugly Gaping Head Wounds and Aunt Jenny's Artificial Pork Chop Sauce. We at Possumhour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, fake radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. And Fridays, it's us, Friday Night Possum. And in between, it's clobbering time. Your host and mine, ever loving, ever vanishing, brown eyed Ben J. Grimm. Trying to modulate. Okay. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. But first, very important word from our... Well, wait a minute. No, wait. First the phone lines, then the phone number. First the phone
call-in number is 347-308-8251.
It's my first day, but first, a word from our sponsor.
First she squeezes the tomatoes, then she squeezes the melon, and now she's squeezing the new Charmin bathroom tissue. Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
But Mr. Whipple, this new Charmin bathroom tissue is so soft, so squeezably soft. Oh, that soft fragrance.
Mrs. Logan...
Charmin is so deep down, squeezably soft, it's irresistible.
But, Mrs. Logan, the sign. Oh, if you only knew, Mrs. Logan. Can't resist it myself. I love to sneak a squeeze on the sly.
Mr. Whipple, please don't squeeze the Charmin.
New squeezably soft Charmin bathroom tissue from Procter & Gamble. Take it home and squeeze it.
Oh, there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Well, hello. It's Dr. Squingeli here. Possum Hour's foremost expert and resident aficionado.
Dr. Squingeli. What's tonight's topic?
Why, I'm glad you asked, young man. Tonight, I'd like to talk turkey about toilets.
Oh?
Yes, that's right, toilets.
Okay.
It has come to my attention that there's a crazy man with goofy hair going around the country screaming about toilets. In particular, low flow or high efficiency toilets.
I think I saw that.
Indeed. Now, low flow or low flush toilets came into use in the United States in the 1990s as a way to conserve water. While at first there were design problems and it may have taken several flushes to say bye-bye to your duty, these flaws were recognized, and manufacturers now supply the pooping public with crappers that will take care of your business all in one fell swoop.
Interesting.
How right you are, young man. A low-flush toilet can save about $2,000 worth of water during its lifespan. So not only are they friendly to the environment, they're friendly to your wallet as well.
I see.
So, in conclusion, since we now know that low-flush toilets are efficient and practical and do the job they are intended to do, Perhaps that guy with the goofy hair might have a serious problem and may want to think about changing his diet. It's a good rule of thumb that if you have to flush more than once, it's probably not the size of your tank. More likely, it's the size of your shit. And don't get me started on dishwashers. Well, goodbye, everybody!
Mr. Blue, I stopped tagging along, you've been around since my baby's been gone. She's the one, a one that introduced me to you. Why don't you go bug my baby, Mr. Blue? Why don't you go bug my baby, Mr. Blue? Last night my baby doll said, yes, I heard baby when she said bye. But when I found out that she meant goodbye, well, now there, then I thought I would die. Like to kill me.
Hey, baby.
Mr. Blue, oh, buddy, oh, pal, take a trip down to see my gal. She's the one that introduced me to you. Why don't you go bug my baby, Mr. Blue? Why don't you go bug my baby, Mr. Blue?
Kumquats, but I'll give you one of these.
Okay. Whatever's handy.
Come on.
Phone
in. Oh, yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I catch my jodgy dance.
Jodgy dance. Dancing jodgy.
That's
nice.
It.
Well, how was your weekend,
we're all
man?
About the poop. You're all talking about the poop knife now.
Yeah, the poop knife.
Yeah.
That was the.
We're all talking about the poop knife.
Family poop knife that was a tradition.
Yeah. Ever since we did that, Stuart, I've been stumbling across people talking about it. It was mentioned in the British version of Shameless. They had it in there.
Poop knife.
So actually, households actually had that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was some weird story, Ford, where it was like a thing where someone was reminiscing about the family poop knife.
Uh-huh.
And they revealed about the poop knife, and apparently they thought everybody had poop knives, and, well, come to find out, not everybody's hip to the poop family poop, especially the family poop knife.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one that the family shares.
Uh-huh.
Again, check your diet, folks. You shouldn't be pooping like that. That's not a...
I wonder if they keep it like a mason jar or something like that. You know, where they just take it out and chop up the old stool, put it back in.
Tie a string to it, hang it to the side of the sink. Yeah.
I think they should get one of those batter mixers. You know, one of those crank batter mixers.
Mixer, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, mix it up.
Blender. What's up, Ted? You're early, man. We're not ready to bark yet. Got some good beans, man. Juan Valdez instant beans, man. Freeze dried goodness.
All right.
Quite delicious, man.
I got my usual Folgers.
Well, I'd been drinking dollar store coffee for about a week and a half. And I saw this Juan Valdez in the supermarket, and I says to myself,
uh-huh.
You know, I've been drinking that dollar store coffee for a fucking week now.
Yeah.
You deserve decent coffee, some decent beans.
Oh, you gotta have it. I stopped putting Kratom in, because I up my dose now. I take a whole spoonful directly in my mouth to wash it down.
Wow.
Then I have my coffee. So it's not my coffee.
Kratom, man.
Yep. I tell you, I feel great. That shit's great. It's pretty good for high blood pressure, too, Decker. You gotta check into that.
Yeah, man. I went to the doctor last week. I got my blood on the first try, thank God. But, all my test results came back over the weekend. And nothing was crazy, but like where everything had been low numbers before, everything was in the higher end now. And it's like, oh, I'm getting old. Help me! Help me! This temple is breaking down as we speak.
Kratom. Take a spoonful of Kratom.
I might try. I might look into that. They sell that over there.
It's a great documentary
on
it.
The
Leaf of Faith. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I do have Netflix, by as a matter of fact.
Leaf of Faith.
Leap of Faith.
Of Faith. Faith. Leaf of Faith. Not Leaf. Leaf.
Oh, okay. Leaf of
Very
faith.
Good.
Testy results. No, they didn't feel my junk or nothing like that. It was just blood and pee. I thought I was going to get away without the blood. Well, I have my exam at the doctor. Just blood and pee. Well, they took the blood pressure when I got in there. It was kind of high.
Yeah.
And they put a sign on the blood pressure machine, check this guy again before he leaves.
Yeah.
Check me again. I said, so you're going to let me walk out of here?
I told you before, they always check me twice because I'm always right.
I got to.
My blood pressure is always perfect.
I am I'm on a highway to hell as he cracks a beer.
Highway to hell.
Thank you. This is Uncle Bobo's yearling lager.
Uncle Bobo.
Yeah, they're Bobo people, but. It's good beer. What are you going to do? What am I, snowflake? All right. I couldn't think of nothing to blow up, man, to save my damn life. So I went into the archives, what's left of them. God, there's so many classics. Gone. Unless I hit the lottery tomorrow, then I'll pay the $1,500 to have them resuscitated.
Ha third.
How about Electric Avenue? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was back when General Wendy was with us. Yeah.
There's a long... This was from 2014, kids.
Yeah. 2014.
Man, I don't even think I have underwear that old. You know? So
if my calculations are correct, I was 26 years old.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I think I was.
Math has never been my strong suit.
No. No, it's true. I like geography. Geography and gym class.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so it's what's the guy's name? Do you remember his name? Electric Avenue?
I have no idea.
Jimmy. Okay, it's Jimmy and Electric Avenue.
Jimmy.
Nobody makes Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a bottom becker.
Except for that.
Your ass.
Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, yeah.
Spin the bottle. That's where he cries. And,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Heartfelt. Jimmy brings it, baby.
Jimmy. What's up, Teddy? You ready? Ready, Teddy?
Ready, Teddy.
Oof. Are you treat satisfied? Woof. Woof. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Okay. He's warmed up. All right. Good deal. Well, wait a minute, Ted. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Woof, he says. Woof. That dog. I swear. What are you going to do with it? Not much. All right. Woof. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, there they are, the Possum Lounge. Hold on, Ted. Hold on, Ted. Hold on, Ted. First up is Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Now you're supposed to bark. Okay. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Right? Ted? Okay. Okay. there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
And is that it? Oh God, we missed him. We're glad he's back. Right? Okay. And finally, the sinister minister of finance and parking himself, R.J. Gumby, Professor R.J.
Thank you, sir.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
There you go.
What do
you... Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ted.
R.J. Gumby. Well, Gumby.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Bark my name. Alrighty. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The length and breadth of it. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
There it is.
As the Beaver.
Hello.
Dr. Squinjili to stop by there. He's always enjoy.
It's always good to hear from him. Yeah.
Talking to Dr. Squinjili like that. Little Dabble Dee. That one? No, that wasn't Art Paul. That who was did the hair gel song?
Oh, I don't know who that guy was.
Hair gel guy.
Uh huh.
Well, you know. we care so much. It's called Hair Gel Song, I know that. And, you know, that's the care we take
it
with you.
It sums it right up.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Well, I lucked out, man. Frickin', you know, January, I'm expecting to just sit around and drink beer for a month. Well, I had to work all week, man. We couldn't even do the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I had all this book, you know, work ahead of me, and I'm thinking, my God, in January, I'm going to get screwed. It's going to snow. I'm going to be driving in snow. And I lucked out. A little bit of rain the first day and the last day, and in between, all clear sailing, man. Knock wood. Well, it's over now. I don't have to knock. But that's my big worry. I worry about that. Well, because I got this fucking wiper blade that doesn't make contact right where my eyes are. I don't know if I've mentioned that before, but it's really getting
okay. Yeah.
The entire rest of the fucking windshield, the passenger side, the bottom of my side, the top of my side, but right where my eyes see, they look through. Makes no contact.
That's no good.
So what, do you take your car in the garage just for the fucking, you know? That's the thing. That's my conundrum. I don't know what to do about it. I don't really want to take it in the garage.
That's Gigantor.
I might ask Bogey. Bogey's more the car guy.
Bogey would help. Yeah.
Bogey might be able to do something about it. Let's listen to some Hucklebuck here. Yeah. So, what do my travels take? Oh, I had that interesting, gig Saturday was interesting. It was at a barbecue pit on Buckeye Lake.
Yeah. Buckeye Lake?
Buckeye Lake.
Okay, all right.
It's a man-made lake. It's a pretty big, darn big one. about 45 minutes east of here. It was actually drained a couple years ago, and the businesses started to fail left and right. The water's back in there. Saw some idiot jump in the water. It's freaking like the snow flurries out. Some, you know, a guy took a bet, jumped off the dock. What are you going to do? He collected his dough. I'm thinking, man, there's no fucking way. Maybe a million. I don't know how much. I don't know what my price would be, but it would be much more than $100. I guarantee you. Be a lot of money.
That's one of those polar bear people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking nice jobs.
Gus Brickner and the polar bears, man. I used to do that down in the Monongahela River on January 1st. Crazy fuckers. These big brawny Lithuanian cats and shit, you know? Jumping in the water. Well, we've been joined by observational learning. Well, you've come to the wrong place. Nothing to learn here. But welcome anyway to the Possum Lounge. Art Paul was like lobbying to get on the show today, I guess.
Yeah, I noticed that on your page.
Posted a bunch of stuff. So, you know, who am I to deny Art Paul? Right?
I know, man. Bring him on.
It is a quickie, so. And I got to go get the dog in, so it's either this or the Columbo theme again, which
I dug that.
That was the one thing that made me laugh out loud about tonight's show. It's in the past, so all we have to look forward to is Art Paul and his. You guys in Canada like this, though. It's an ode to the winter weather, entitled Shoveling. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Art Paul Schlosser.
pain in my neck and there's a pain in my back. Eyes won't shovel and the eyes won't crack. Shoveling, 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 shoveling.
That's ultimately what drove Reverend Wendy away with all the art.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well.
And Aaron.
Won't be the first time I've driven women away from me with my anti-charm. Yummy beers, yummy beers. So what else happened? A lot of driving, man. Was at that school on Tuesday last week. A lot of babage Friday night. That was a company party, like a cool people. Have their Christmas party the next year, you know, so they can get the cool venues and whatnot. Because nobody partied in January.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
Thank goodness, man. Yes, yeah, so I do this party every year, and the lady who hires me, her husband looks like James Arness. It's really funny.
Oh, really? So, he's got the height,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah. No, he's not a real tall guy. He's kind of like a squished down version of James Arness. But the weird thing is, his first name is Jim, so I was able to impress the hell out of him by saying, "Hello, Jim," as I remembered Jim Arnett. Anyway, a lot of babes. That one. Some like weird looking, like the chicks that I really dig. Like they're not like, you know, the classic beauty. There's like a little bit. I don't know, something off maybe.
Studious looking ones. You glasses, a little studious looking. That's the way I like
them. I don't know. Saw a couple of brunettes with big eyes that were caught in my fancy.
Tell me, like the librarian looking ones. The noise librarian.
It was a nice, It was a nice allotment. Of course, they all wanted to sleep with me.
Oh, of course, sure.
But, you know, professional ethics prevented that, unfortunately. So, I'm 0 for the 2000s. No, I'm not 0 for the 2000s, but 0 for the 2020s.
It's a characteristic code.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no sex on the job.
Sleep with the clients.
Yeah, sleep with the clients after the gig's over.
You took an oath, baby. You took an oath.
The oath. So it was an interesting cross section of humans that I visited last week. I got one more this Friday too, which is cool. So
nice,
making out like a fat rat here in the. Well, that's great because I'm gonna be off. I'm gonna have like 3-4 weeks with nothing, February. So
all right, there you go.
Plenty of possum.
Might add a night.
How's that?
We might add a night.
Man, I got nothing to say tonight. I haven't been on for 2 weeks. I don't got nothing to say. Well, and then I went to the supermarket and bought some beer and went over there. Oh, I bought a new chair. I did buy it. I bought something off of the Facebook Marketplace. Bought this chair off this lady.
Okay.
A bear can
you buy a chair not so long ago? Were you buying
I bought a new office chair, and my recliner, man, I had to curb it, man, because it was just that pleather material, you know, not leather.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like flaking off and scaling, and it's just, it was an eyesore. And then as soon as I pitched it out the door, I looked at the living room and went, you know, this place looks 100% better. You know, it doesn't look like a bum lives here. And then I wanted another recliner because it's nice when people come over. You have an extra place to crash.
You have people over?
Every once in a while. Mr. Science is going to bring the rotor down again this summer. So, yeah, we'll need the extra.
Good man, that Mr. Science.
He's a good man. But, so I got a red Barca lounger. It's a beauty.
Yeah, nice.
But I got it off Facebook. The thing was, I forgot all about it because I was drinking, man. You know, I'm drinking and I'm looking at this chair. I go, hey, how much for the chair? You know, oh, yeah, sure. And I wake up the next day and there's this message. Can you come get the chair? And I'm like, oh.
What chair?
I guess I made a deal on a chair here. I'll be right over.
Don't watch QVC at night.
Man, I'll tell you. So, anyway, I don't need any more chairs. I'm all set for chairs. Uh-huh. So, life is goo. It's a comfy chair though, man. Leather, red leather, like real leather.
That's
serious
great.
Leather. Yeah.
Right.
I haven't snoozed in it yet, but that's coming.
Ted's not tearing it apart or anything, is he? Well,
he can't get up on the furniture anymore, but he has pawed the cushion a couple times trying to get my attention. I'm like, ah! Because the leather on this thing is flawless, man. It's like in perfect shape. If it was up to Ted, he'd rip it up. That's Ted's up.
I figure it's got that leather smell. It might be attracting him to it too.
I got two other leather chairs, and of course the Naga Hide couch. Naga Hide. It's like leather, but it ain't leather. Naga Hide. I think they make it in Naugatuck. Naga Hide.
Naugatuck. I like it.
Yeah, I think it's where it's from now. I don't think they make Naga Hide anymore, man. El Sofa Rojo is a collector's item. All right, it's time to spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Spin! You could be a winner! Awesome! Yay! What is it?
I mean, I could go on talking about my chair all night, but, you know, time once again for 3 minutes.
And we could go on listening all night.
I know. Isn't it fascinating?
It is, sir.
But it's a comfy chair. And I see now I got the TV mounted on the wall, and I can spin it. I can move the TV in any direction. So I can have the TV, like, pointed right at the chair. And I'm in the chair watching the TV. And it's
watching
like, yeah. Nobody ever comes over anyway. I'm just lying. I'm lying. Nobody comes over. I don't have a friend. It's a lonely life. I sit there, throw Skittle Ball all day, yell at the dog. Think back on what a waste I've made of a life. Yes, that's right.
You just summed up Gumby's life.
Oh man, you know, I've actually got a few 3 minutes to choose from here, but I'm gonna go with my first best instinct.
There you go.
3 minutes. You'll never get back. I love this.
Titty on my head, it be jiggling. Titty on my head, it be jiggling. Titty on my head, it be jiggling. Titty on my head, jiggle. It be jiggling. Titty on my head, it be jiggling. Jiggling. Titty on my head. It'd be jiggling. Titty on my head. It'd be jiggling. It'd be jiggling. Titty, it'd be jiggling. Titty
on my head. That's a known fact. Milk it. Is that low fat? I spend stacks on a time machine to go back and do it all again. I'm so rad. I mean, I'm raw as fuck. I played Pokemon and I caught a Muk. Wait, Muk sucks. And so does Grimer. Now I rock a titty on my head all the time, bruh.
Titty on my head. Titty on my head. Titty on my head. Titty, it be jiggling.
Slop that titty. Drop that titty. If you slop that titty, then I'll mop that titty. 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 Pepto-Bismol omelet, breakfast in bed, with a booty in my face and some titties on my head.
Titty on my head.
Then I wake up, must have been a wet dream.
Man.
No ass titties or Pepto ecstasy is next to me. But it has happened. I found a genie and made 3 wishes like Aladdin. My first wish is many, many breastises. And to put them on my head is what my next wish is.
And your third wish?
I don't need my third wish, cause with titties on my head,
life's
perfect.
Perfect.
Titty on my head. It'd be jiggling. Jiggling. Titty on my head. It'd be jiggling. Titty on my head. It'd be jiggling. It'd be jiggling. Titty. It'd be jiggling.
La 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 la.
Now when I say kitties, you say on my head. Titty
on my head.
Titty
on my head.
Now when I say nipples, you say those are my favorite part of the titties.
Nipples.
Those are my favorite part of the titties.
Excuse me, miss. Your mammaries are glamorous. I love them even more than some BLT sandwiches.
Yummy.
Girl, you're so hot, you're tropical. I'm sweating like a pig. I need a popsicle. Cause I'm drooling like babies do. I wanna stick my face in your boobs with crazy glue. Hella different bitches be texting me winky faces, trying to get me in their stinky places. I'd rather have a
titty on my head. Titty on my head. Titty on my head. Titty, it'd be jiggling.
Titty
on my head. Titty on my head. Titty on my head. Titty, it'd be jiggling.
On top of my head is an areola, and in my right hand is a cherry cola. In my left hand is a fat bag of weed. Couple messy hoes with some fat double D's. Can you smell me? Ugh. Fuck hats. I'd rather have a titty on my head instead of that.
I'm Cleavage.
I eat an extra meal every day, but I still got major sex appeal.
Oh yeah.
Titty on my head.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. is...
Head.
Oh man.
Great treatment.
I had. Thanks to you, sir.
I like the fact that you don't even want a third wish. Titty on my head, life is good.
No. He's got everything he needs, titty on the head.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to mention when I was trying to come up with interesting things to talk about. I went over to the bank, and then I shot up, and then what's right there? The best deli in town. Went in and got the pastrami melt to go. Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
A deli pastrami sandwich, man, with onions and tomato. Holy crap, holy. You don't need to put no mustard on there or nothing. You just, it's so greasy and yummy. Oh, to die for. Blocks Bagel.
Good.
Highly it's Possum Hour's recommendation, although they are not compensating us at all. I don't even get a free sandwich for that plug.
They're
not making any money on this program. Probably not, the internet. But you got to get them before sundown, man. They're kosher.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. And nothing on Saturday, no rolling on Shabbos.
I got it. And no cheese. No cheese.
No cheese. No dairy on that sandwich either. You got that right, Jack. I say, you know, however you make it. Because I like the way you guys make it.
Sure,
now it's so fucking great, man. Like melts in your mouth. Anyway, pastrami, my favorite meat too. I don't know if we ever discussed this on this program. We may have back in the Reverend Wendy days, not to invoke her name again. Just saw this little article and I went, I don't think I ever realized that before. One of those things, you know, it's sitting right in front of your face all these years, and you go, you don't notice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, this article says that when the creators of Scooby-Dooby-Doo, Where Are You, were developing the cartoon, their first draft was a Mystery Five with kids named Jeff, Mike, Kelly, Linda, and WW. And a bongo playing sheepdog. And they were based on the Archies, basically.
Yeah.
And the guys at the network said, try it again. So the second time, they used the characters on Dobie Gillis as the framework.
I read that article, too. Yeah, it blew me away, too. That's right.
You can see it now. Jiminy Christmas, there it is. Yeah. Obviously, that's who they were fashioned after. Velma Zelda, Shaggy's Maynard.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Crazy town.
One of the greatest TV characters ever created, man. Maynard G. Krebs.
Oh, absolutely. And Shaggy's no slouch. Scoob. How cool is that, man? I mean, did you have any inkling on that?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But as I was reading that article, I'm like, yeah, Christ, yeah, I see it.
It's like so plain as the nose on your face. Crying out loud. My favorite's Dobie's dad, though. I love that actor.
Oh, yeah.
He passed away there last year. It's great. I can't remember his name. He was
one of Bert and Ernie in the Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Yeah. And the sergeant in Stalag 17. All right.
Oh yeah. Shit.
If now you know in the Bible there, Your Jesus. What did he do? He said he turned the water into wine, right?
Yes, he did.
Because they liked to party back in those days, I think. That's why, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, they kind of did the same thing in Sonoma Valley, California, over the weekend. Approximately 97,000 gallons of red wine spilled into a creek last week. That's as much wine it could fill 490,000 bottles.
How did this spillage happen? What was it, like an ocean liner?
A blending tank door popped open, spilling the wine. So I don't understand. Circumstances, but what are you doing that music again for? Anyway, it sounds fishy, and they are conducting an internal investigation and cooperating with authorities. Yeah, right. I smell scandal. Okay.
Oh, Jeebus.
What would Jeebus do? He'd jump in the river, man. Start drinking some river water.
Man, skip it.
No.
Wino. Fucking wino, Jeebus.
Wine for nothing. Don't waste no wine water. Water wine. Hey. Here's our Schadenfreude story of the week. New Delhi, India.
Yeah.
A man has died in India after a fight with his rooster as the two were on their way to a cockfight. 50-year-old Sarapalli Rao was hit in the neck with the blade tied to his rooster's claw. They tie blades to the claws of the cocks when they fight, right?
No shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a fucked up, brutal, barbaric. Man,
Jesus Christ!
Sport. People that do that should be horsewhipped. Because I mean, you know, chickens is people too, you know.
And they get these chickens all revved up too, so it serves this guy right, man.
Oh yeah, they piss them off. Yeah. This guy's regular at the cockfights. And he's on his way to enter the rooster in a competition when it tried to get away and break free. Nice going. The spokesman said his father, three, was taken to hospital where he later died from stroke. And somebody had a chicken dinner that night, probably. Just speculating.
That's quite the legacy. Death by cock.
Nancy. Cockfighting has been illegal in India since 1960, but continues to cause problems around the country. Well, same, it's still going on in this country, the same with dog fighting and crap like that. Fuckers. They should be horsewhipped.
They used to rig fucking armor on these fucking roosters and everything. Cockfighting, Jesus Christ.
Horsewhipped with a horse.
Yeah.
All right. This is a warning from the AMA. I think we did this one already last year. Yeah, September 19th. Don't put wasps in your private parts. Wasp nests.
Yeah, yeah.
Private
it's
parts.
Worth repeating, though.
Yeah. It is worth repeating, ladies.
Yeah. Avoid
inserting wasp nests into your lady parts. Okay, but titty on the head, that's perfect.
Titty on the head is the way to go.
Yeah.
Ooh, why?
What is this, the penis story? Since we had a vagina story, we have a penis story. A Hindu monk pulls a van alongside... this guy. It's like a feat of strength type thing, right?
Yeah.
Hindu monk. He pulled a van with his penis.
Yeah.
At this big festival. He ties it onto his wang, and he's got it going between his legs behind him, and he takes off, and he's dragging his mini truck behind him, man.
Oh.
Yeah. I
don't know.
I got to think that's going to leave a mark. you know.
That's good, yeah. That's some kind of illusion or something like that. Some kind of trickery.
No, this guy is... No, he's really... He's pulling a... Got the wang of steel here.
I might be able to pull that off if you play that Reverend Wendy saying butter hose over and over again on like a loop. Like spinach to my willy.
Well, you never know. Stranger things have happened. So.
I think that's the truth.
But yeah, it's
an
crazy.
Olympic sport. Wouldn't it be interesting to have that in the Olympics?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Penis motor hose.
There it is.
Oh,
baby.
There you go. There you go.
I can pull a tank.
No, we did this one already, I think. The the new Titanic. Taking the same path as the old Titanic. Good idea. That's a Jim Crack idea. We did this one too. The man is suffering the 3-day erection, didn't we?
Boy, that happens a lot.
He took the sexual stimulants used to breed bulls.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh.
Matt in Veracruz, Mexico. Yeah.
Yep. Not a good idea.
Nah.
You got to get the blood drained from your willy. Oh.
Yeah, that ain't no good. Okay, we'll erase that one. Titanic,
jump
that
out of
the train. Holy Hindu holy man pulls fan with penis. Done.
There you go.
Done that. This was just a little bit of humor. You know that guy, the president guy with the funny hairdo? Well, he got impeached, right? And well, somebody when he did his last rally went up for an autograph and gave him the impeachment papers and he signed them. He got an autographed copy of impeachment paper. Conversation piece.
Uh-huh. Might be worth some bucks down the line to his grandchildren.
And then after that, he got killed in a cockfight. It was sad. Sad. All right. Here's a guy. Here's a guy. This poor guy lost his marbles. Literally! A tractor trailer with 38,000 pounds of marbles dumped over in Indianapolis, man.
Fucking marbles.
Yeah. 38,000 pounds of marbles all over the fucking highway. You see the cops like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I just picture
Jerry Lewis is driving. Jerry Lewis is driving the truck. Wait, wait, whoa. Well, he's just falling down over and over.
Oh. Who the hell wears a trailer full of marbles?
I know. The fuck, man.
Well, who knows what?
Okay, we've been joined by Clark's Credit Chat Late Nights. I like it.
All right.
I like it a lot. Welcome. Welcome
Clark's
to the
credit.
Show. All right. 38,000 pounds of marbles. That's a lot of marbles. Oh, now remember we talked about, what's her head? The gal with her vagina-flavored candles.
Yes. Gwyneth
What's
Paltrow,
her name?
Paltrow, whatever.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I just thought her mom was kind of cute.
I've always loved her mom. I like her mom. I do her mom before I do her.
Well, that's like that Big Valley thing, you know, where it's like, well, you think you want the young blonde, but no, you really want the old bride, you know. Them riding chaps. She puts them riding chaps on. Oh, brother.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
I'll get the Barca laundry there, you know what I'm saying. Right.
I know exactly what you're saying, sir.
All right, well, anyway, a Toronto company is selling penis and vagina-scented candles. So, you know, kind of making it all fair. A vagina-scented candle retails for $75, And the penis-scented candle retails for $100. So once again, you know, women are making 75 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
Versus men. And this will stop when Bernie Sanders is president of the United States. We won't have this inequality in penis candles.
Sweaty balls. Say something sweaty balls, like Jib Locker or something.
Perineum candle. Smells like a taint.
I got my Rosie O'Donnell candle set.
Rosie O'Donnell's crotch candle. Nice.
Keeps his sex away at night.
Ernest Borgnine's masturbation candle. I masturbate every day.
Longevity.
Yeah, yeah. It'll take you to 90, man. Oh, well, thank you, Clarks. Clarks likes the show, enjoying the show. I don't know why. A glutton for punishment, apparently. Thank you very much. All right, now this guy, you know, this marijuana stuff. You ever hear this? Marijuana?
I heard it passes.
Mary Jane. Well, this guy, where was this? Tennessee. That's her Tennessee boy.
Yeah.
He was brought into court before General Sessions Judge Haywood Berry.
Yeah.
And why was he in court? He was called into court to discuss his case. Okay, well, whatever. So he believes that marijuana, this is what this drug is, should be legal, say.
Yeah.
And trying to find something to, here we go. All right. So he reached into his pocket, pulled out a joint, and lit it up, and started smoking it in the courtroom.
Not a good idea.
He's taken into custody and charged with disorderly conduct and possession of a Schedule 6 drug. What the fuck is a Schedule 6 drug? I thought it was a Schedule 1 drug.
Yeah. It has to be because one would be illegal, right? What the hell is a 6?
Could be fake news. Picture looks phony, but I don't know.
Making a stand. He's making a stand. God bless him.
I won't vouch for the validity of that story, but I will, again, not vouch for the validity of our final story tonight, because this comes from a source that is completely unreliable and fake. So take that as written. A Texas man admits kidnapping 79 people to anally probe them while disguised as an alien.
Explains a lot. There you go.
Yeah. 73-year-old Arnold White arrested after a joint investigation led by the FBI and the El Paso Sheriff's Office. he confessed to using a mix of hallucinatory drugs containing LSD and PCP to subdue his victims before approaching them and carrying them inside his truck and assaulting them.
I'm picturing him like wearing one of those old five and dime Halloween masks. It's just a simple piece of plastic over his face. With the string holding on.
I really don't know. I wish they had a picture of his alien costume. Arnold now faces a total of 347 criminal charges, including several charges of kidnapping, aggravated sexual assault by use of drugs, oral copulation by anesthesia or controlled substance, assault with intent to commit a sexual offense, and possession of a controlled substance. This could lead to 382 years to life in prison. And the 73-year-old guy was denied bail, so best wishes, man. I think he was probably, an earnest. sure, his motivations were pure. And, there was nothing weird about that, right?
I didn't see anything weird about that theory whatsoever.
Yeah. Power to the people. right?
Uh-huh. Impersonating an alien. That's another choice.
Don't stop me. No.
Back to our show.
Sun's been out there a long time ago. It was
Oh, groovy,
oh, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot damn. Butter your biscuit.
I didn't hit the groovy button. What was that about, man? Crazy town. And, we forgot this story. If all that interesting news wasn't enough, there was actually one more story this week. From Vero Beach, Florida. A Florida woman wasn't loving it. She was arrested on New Year's Day because she couldn't get her desired dipping sauces at a McDonald's restaurant at 20th and 58th.
So she needed more than one sauce.
Yeah, yeah. After getting her food, she requested extra dipping sauce with her order. Employee informed her that extra dipping sauces, 25 cents a piece.
Good
at which
God.
Point an argument ensued. McLaughlin further stated that she will be getting the sauce by whatever means necessary.
Except
although she didn't
forfeit it up a quarter. Uh-huh. All right.
She didn't specify what that meant. She was allegedly yelling profanities at the employees, and she would rob the establishment if she didn't get her dipping sauce. Well, she was taken into custody for disorderly conduct, needed to be placed into mechanical restraints by the arresting officers. Because she kept locking her legs, refusing to walk forward. She was transported to the Indian River County Jail for processing. Good luck to her.
Good luck getting dipping
every once in a while.
Prison.
Every once in a while, you got to stand up for yourself, man.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that how that works?
25 cents for extra dipping sauce? Fuck you.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
McDonald's French fries.
All right.
Yeah. He had the dipping sauce. Dipping butts.
It's the world we live in.
Yeah. People really need to simmer down, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just overall in general. Simmer down. Simmer. Uh-huh.
Is there a picture of this woman? Is she huge?
Actually, not that bad looking a gal.
Oh, okay. All right.
Got blonde hair, but she looks like she could, I'd do her.
Maybe she'll get BJ's certificate.
I'd probably do 73-year-old Arnold White, you know, down in the alien guy. If you look at the alien guy, his ears stick out. He looks like an alien. He kind of looks like an alien. So.
Well, he might actually be one.
Fuck, could be. I don't know. Something catfish. Well, we had somebody join us for a little bit. And who was that? Mia Cause.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, they were in and out. They didn't say nothing. They're just checking out the journey, you know. Kicking us out. And if they'd stayed, just a few minutes longer. They would be able to be exposed to the reason why Possum Hour is world famous to this day.
That's right.
And there's
one
reason. One reason only.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel!
It's yodeling time! Bingle!
Since Jackson went over to Switzerland, the Alps haven't been the same. Since he started practicing yodeling, he's on the road to fame. And back in the States, he really writes as big as anyone could. And the headlines say in all the papers each day, Yodel Boy makes good.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, hold it, lady, lady.
He sings his yodeling jive, yo ho ho, hodeling jive.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, hold it, lady, lady.
The mountains echo his yodeling jive.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, hold it, lady, lady.
The mountains echo his jive, yo hodeling jive.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, hold it, lady, lady.
The mountains echo his jive all day. Sometimes he yodels so sweetly to imitate the swift.
Holy old lady,
but the echo comes back like this.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, hold it, lady, lady.
The hills are always alive with yodeling jive.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, lady.
The mountains echo his yodeling jive. Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, lady.
They sing my yodeling jive, the yodeling jive.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, hold it, little lady.
They sing my yodeling jive all day.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, hoi toi toi toi.
The mountains echo my jive, my yodeling jive.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, hoi toi toi toi.
The mountains echo my jive each day.
Sometimes the yodels so, so sweetly to imitate the swing. Holy, holy lady, but the echo comes back like this.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, lady. The hills are always alive with yodeling jive. Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, lady. The mountains echo my yodeling jive. Comes back like this. Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, lady.
The hills are always alive with yodeling jive.
Yo ho ho, hold it, lady, lady.
The mountains echo his yodeling jive.
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
That was Der Bingel and the Andrew Sisters. You are correct, sir.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Der Bingel. Gigantor's mind was blown the other night.
Yeah?
He's been watching. They put Adam 12 on MeTV at 5 o'clock.
Ah, I love Adam 12.
And, I blew his mind. I said, man, you know that one dude's Bing Crosby's son, man.
He's like,
no way. No way. Mind blown.
He played a good part, too.
We call him, for some reason, he's Brick Crosby. Brick Crosby.
Ooh. Ooh. Actually, dipping sauce chick is pretty nice.
Yeah, the dipping sauce girl. Yeah. I'd have given her some sauce, you know.
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely.
Uh-huh. I mean,
little love
really
sauce.
Was
little
sauce,
love sauce for the fame.
Oh, you dirty guy. What else? Okay, so I'm pretty sure we'll be here Friday. I got a gig Friday night, but it's over like 8:30, so as long as I have the show in bed, be back in time for the possum. So what the hell, man? Think we ought to do one, huh, kids? Huh? What do you think, kids?
Hey, let's put on a show.
Put on a show in the barn? We could do that. Yeah, I like it. Officer Brick Crosby. He's kind of the jerk, too. He's always like the kind of the jerk guy.
He plays a good part.
But now, you know, Gigantor, all you can see is Bing Crosby.
And his uncle Bob had a nice band, nice big band.
They were related?
I would imagine so. Bob Crosby, and the Bobcats.
Huh. I never looked into that. I always figured they weren't related.
That's Bing's brother. Bob's Bing's brother, yeah.
So he was like Andy Williams. He came from a singing family then.
Yep.
Because Andy Williams was part of a trio starting out, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yuengling.
Coffee. Still got my coffee going.
And boy, you talk about a Shorty Big Head. And Andy Williams. Big Head.
I was in love
big
with this
head.
Boy. Oh, my
boy.
Oh,
he could croon.
Damn.
He could croon with the best of them. He's a crooner. Moon River. All right. Well,
she was a slice.
Spider Savage.
Uh huh. Spider Killer.
Go. Dun 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 dun. Dun. Yuengling. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming and wasting 90 minutes of your precious time here on the planet with us here on Possum Hour.
Ooh, it's great having you.
Hey, maybe next time we'll have an interesting show for you. Who knows? What are the chances? Hey, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Yuengling! Energize! Oh, wait, I got to warm up the transporter here. Energize! It's not playing yet. Kick the thing. Kick the thing in the side.
Give it a kick. Give it a kick.
Get hip to yourself. My love's on the shelf. My feet's on solid ground. I'm wise to you, kid. I've put on my lid. Don't give me the runaround, no, babe. I'm on to your jive. My thoughts are alive. My heart is safe and it's sound. Come on, Gate, no need to wait. Don't give me the runaround. My boots are laced and proper space where they ought to be. No jumping and jiving. There'll be no conniving. Latch on, baby, and be right with me. I'm on to your stuff. No jive, no bluff. The news is all over town. I'm not in my gym, and I'll say it again. Don't give me the runaround. Where they ought to be. no jumping and jiving. There'll be no conniving. Latch on, baby, and be right with me. I'm on to your stuff. No jive, no bluff. The news is all over town. I'm not in my gym, and I'll say it again. So, baby, don't give me the runaround.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.